Coming up on the British TV watch list.
Unity Mitford really did become close to Hitler. She met him many times and she admired him deeply.
From cozy mysteries to intense police procedurals, we talk about the characters, performances, series, and episodes from your favourite British TV shows.
Hello there, my name is Michael T. Thanks for joining me today. We are diving into a show that's been getting a lot of attention on BritBox for the last few months. It's called Outrageous. If you've watched it, you already know. It's stylish, dramatic, and full of sharp little moments that make you lean in. So today, we're going to talk about the show, the actors who bring these characters to life, the real family behind the drama, the political and economic world they lived in, and what happened to each sister after the time period covered in season one. Outrageous is based on real people, the Mitford family, upper-class British who lived between the world wars. And let me tell you, their real lives were even more dramatic than anything you've seen on screen. These women were funny, brilliant, stubborn, reckless, loyal, and sometimes shockingly extreme in their beliefs. They were born into privilege, but they grew up in a world that was changing fast, and they each reacted to that change in very different ways. Picture England in the 1930s. The country is still recovering from World War I. The economy is shaky. Old aristocratic families are losing money and influence. New political movements are popping up everywhere. Some on the far right, some on the far left. And in the middle of all of this, you have the Mitfords. Six sisters and a brother. No formal schooling for the girls. A father who hated modern ideas. A mother who kept her emotions close to the vest. A big old house in the countryside. And a whole lot of time on their hands. That's the world Outrageous drops us into. And the show does a great job capturing that mix of glamour and decay. The fancy clothes, the big rooms, the sense of the old world is slipping away. It's a perfect backdrop for a story about a family that became famous and sometimes infamous for the choices they made. Let's talk about the actors, because the casting in Outrageous is one of the show's real strengths. Bessie Carter plays Nancy Mitford, the oldest sister and the narrator of the story. Nancy was a writer in real life, and she has this dry, sharp sense of humor. Carter captures that really well. She plays Nancy as someone who sees everything, the good, the bad, the ridiculous, and she can't help commenting on it. Joanna Vanderham plays Diana Mitford, the great beauty of the family. Diana was known for her looks, her charm, and later, her very controversial political choices. Vanderham plays her with this cool, polished style that fits the character's reputation. Shannon Watson plays Unity Mitford, the sister who becomes obsessed with Germany and Adolf Hitler. That's a tough role, and Watson handles it with a mix of innocence and intensity that makes you understand how someone like Unity could get swept up in something dangerous. Then you've got Zoe Bruff as Jessica, Isabel Jesper-Jones as Pamela, and Orla Hill as Deborah, each bringing their own energy to the younger sisters. Jessica is fiery and rebellious. Pamela is practical and outdoorsy. Deborah is the baby of the family, watching everything unfold around her. The cast works together well, and they make the family feel real, not just as historical figures, but as sisters who love each other, annoy each other, and sometimes break each other's hearts. Now, let's talk about the real people behind the drama. The parents were David Freeman Mitford, known as Favre, and Sidney Bowles, known as Muv. Favre was old-fashioned, loud, and very set in his ways. He didn't believe in formal education for girls, so the sisters grew up mostly at home, reading whatever they could get their hands on. Muv was quieter, but she shared many of her husband's traditional views. The six sisters were Nancy, the writer, observer, the one who turned her family into characters in her novels, Pamela, private, rural, and known for her strong opinions, Diana, the beauty who married into high society and later became involved with British fascism, Unity, the sister who became close to Hitler and embraced Nazi ideology, Jessica, the rebel who ran away, joined the Communist Party and later became a journalist in the United States, and Deborah, the youngest, who eventually became Duchess of Devonshire and helped save one of England's great estates. Their brother, Tom Mitford, served in the British Army during World War II, fighting in Italy, North Africa, and Burma. He was killed in action in 1945 during the Burma campaign at age 36. Hey, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you actually bought towels for your home, your bathroom? If it's been a while, why don't you consider CozyEarth.com? Check out their soft, plush, absorbent, comfortable bedding and bath, and they even have some clothing for your entire family. It's cozy, breathable sheets, fabrics that enhance softness. Every inch of your skin will appreciate it. We've partnered with CozyEarth.com. This helps us with a commission. You get to support the British TV watch list. And what's really in it for you is you get the best discount available at CozyEarth.com. 41% off your purchase today. CozyEarth.com. All you have to do is apply the promo code BTVW1, as in British TV watch list, 1, BTVW1. Use that promo code and get 41% off at CozyEarth.com. It's a wild mix. Same parents, same house, same upbringing, and they ended up all over the political map. That's part of what makes their story so fascinating. Now, let's talk about the world they lived in, because you can't understand the Mitfords without understanding the time period. After World War I, Britain was struggling. The economy was unstable. Traditional industries were shrinking. Taxes were rising. Many old aristocratic families were losing their land and their money. The Mitfords were part of that world. They had a big name and a big house, but not much cash. When people feel like the world they know is slipping away, they start looking for answers. And in the 1930s, a lot of those answers came from extreme political movements. Some upper-class families were drawn to fascism because they feared social change and wanted strong leadership. They saw fascism as a way to protect tradition and keep order. That doesn't excuse it, but it helps explain why someone like Diana Mitford found it appealing. On the other side, some young people were drawn to communism because they were angry about poverty and inequality. They wanted a system that felt fairer. Jessica Mitford went in that direction. Both movements were extreme, both caused real harm, and both grew out of a time when people felt uncertain and frustrated. The Mitford sisters didn't go to school. They didn't have careers. They didn't have much structure. They had a lot of free time and a lot of strong opinions. That combination can be dangerous, especially in a world full of big political ideas. Outrageous touches on those political choices, but it doesn't go too deep into the darker parts, at least not yet. It focuses more on the emotional side, the excitement, the confusion, the family tension. It gives you just enough to understand what's happening without turning the show into a history lecture. Now let's connect a few key moments from the show to real history. Unity Mitford really did become close to Hitler. She met him many times, and she admired him deeply. When Britain declared war on Germany in 1939, she attempted suicide. She survived, but she was never the same. Diana Mitford really did marry Oswald Mosley, the leader of the British Union of Fascists. They were married in the home of Joseph Goebbels, one of Hitler's top officials. That's not fiction. It's documented history. Jessica Mitford really did run away with her cousin, Edmund Rommely. He was a left-wing activist. She later moved to the United States and became a well-known journalist. Nancy Mitford really did write novels based on her family. She used humor to deal with the chaos around her. The show captures the emotional truth of these events, even when it simplifies the details. Season 1 ends around 1937, and here's what happened next. Nancy went on to write The Pursuit of Love and Love in a Cold Climate, which made her famous. She spent much of her later life in Paris. Love in a Cold Climate was made into a couple of movies, one starring Judi Dench in 1980 and the other starred Rosamund Pike from 2001. Diana was arrested during World War II because of her ties to fascism. She spent several years in prison. After the war, she lived quietly, but never changed her political views. Unity lived with a brain injury from her suicide attempt. She spent the rest of her life in England and died young. Jessica moved to America, became a writer, and exposed unfair practices in the funeral industry with her book, The American Way of Death. Pamela lived a quiet life in the countryside. Deborah married the future Duke of Devonshire and helped save Chatsworth House, turning it into one of the most visited estates in England. Each sister took a different path, and their stories show how complicated families can be, especially in times of change. So why are we talking about this family? Because they were glamorous and messy, and we are drawn to spectacles, aren't we? Because they were funny and extreme, because they made choices that still shock people today, and because they lived through a time that feels strangely familiar, a time of economic stress, political division, and rapid social change. Their story reminds us that even people who grow up in the same house can see the world in completely different ways. And left to their own devices, people will proactively seek out answers that satisfy their longings. Thanks for spending this time with me today. I hope this helped you understand Outrageous on a deeper level, not just as a TV show, but as a window into a real family and a complicated moment in history. Before we go, I want to say hello to our listeners in Winter Garden, Florida, New York City, the Big Apple, and Lorette, France. Kind of mind-blowing to me that this podcast has listeners like you around the world. It's very humbling, too. Remember, you can support us directly on our Patreon site. You can also support us by shopping at CozyEarth.com and using our promo code BTVW1 to get 41% off your bedding, bath, and home goods. Thank you for listening to the British TV Watchlist. Until next time, cheers.
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.